Hello from the Financial Times in London. I'm Andy Bounds, and this is News in Focus, where we offer our insights into the stories that matter.
Ivy!
Oh, speak again, bright angel, for thou art as glorious as this night being on my head, as is a winged messenger from heaven.
Oh, Romeo!
When William Shakespeare declared that all the world's a stage more than 400 years ago, it seems unlikely that he would have had Prescott, a deprived suburb of Liverpool, in mind. However, the area's links to the Bard, little known until recently, meant that this gritty patch of Merseyside will become home to a new £30 million playhouse. The project's backers hope that the theatre will woo some of the tourists that flock to Stratford-upon-Avon and Shakespeare's Globe in London. I travelled to Prescott to meet some of those putting it on the Shakespearean map, including TV historian David Starkey.
I'm David Starkey. I am now sitting in Knowsley Hall, which is one of the seats of the Derby family, the Stanley family, who come to prominence first because of their connection with the Tudors. So the Stanleys then are a family of immense wealth, very, very closely connected with the crown, and they, of course, then take over all sorts of fashionable interests. We all know about the Derby, horse racing. In the 16th century, they are particularly keen on theatre. They have their own theatre troupes, there will be performances here, in then their much bigger castle house at Latham, just up the road. But the most extraordinary thing that's been discovered is there's a kind of little settlement, really, at the gates of Knowsley, which is the core now of Prescott. And it's been discovered in what is normally, you know, I'm a documentary historian, really, underneath all the pop stuff, in what even by my standards is a boring collection of records, which are the records of the manor of Prescott. Anyway, the records show that a patch of land is developed somewhere, probably in the 1590s, for a playhouse. That means it's not in a great house, it's not in a civic hall, it's not in an inn yard, it is a purpose-built commercial structure. And that means it is actually the only commercial theatre at the time outside London. The question is, where, how, why Prescott?
So my family connection with Shakespeare, the oldest son of the Earl of Derby, the courtesy title that was used in the Shakespearean time was Lord Strange, and Shakespeare was employed as one of Lord Strange's players. And at that time, there were many aristocratic companies around the place, and we were lucky in Shakespeare to have somebody of such great distinction. And I think added to that, this extraordinary part that the theatres all closed in London with the plague, and this explains why you get the Prescott Playhouse built in 1590, the first theatre outside London, which is a pretty small town, 200 plus miles away from London. And so it's what, how, why? Well, the plague explains that.
That's Edward Stanley, the current Earl of Derby, and latest in the line of Stanley descendants, who's been a key supporter of the plans to build the new playhouse.
Shakespeare looked after the family very nicely. Clearly, he was in the payroll of the family. The battlefield of Bosworth, Shakespeare portrays the family with Lord Stanley on the battlefield. The new playhouse in Prescott completes the Shakespearean triangle. So we have Shakespeare born son of a glove maker in Stratford, and then as a young actor, traveller, writer, he performs as one of Lord Strange's players, and so is in the Northwest, and then obviously ends up in London and the Globe and prominence there. So I'm delighted that all parts are now bringing this triangle together and building on it.
The theatre, a bold concrete box wrapped around a wooden O similar to the Globe, could boost the local economy by £7.8 million annually and bring a range of monetised and non-monetised benefits to the Liverpool City region, according to a study by Amion, an independent consultancy. It will also employ 40 people full-time and is expected to create several hundred tourism-linked jobs. Despite being short of cash, Knowsley Council is providing the bulk of the funding for the project. The Arts Council and the Liverpool City Region Mayor Steve Rotherham are also chipping in, and the Shakespeare North Trust is in negotiations with private donors for the remainder. The City Region is spending a further few million to upgrade the train station and other transport connections in the town, which is just off the M57 motorway. Economists caution that the theatre is not a silver bullet for Knowsley, and say there's no evidence that new cultural buildings boost a struggling economy. However, chairman of the Development Committee of Shakespeare North, Max Steinberg, is confident that the theatre spells a new era for Prescott.
The impact of the theatre is going to be huge and quite diverse. And besides the fact that we'll be having Shakespearean productions, comedy productions, other kinds of theatre taking place there, the benefits are going to be in terms of education, that we've made a pledge, and I say this pledge publicly, I'm going to stand by this pledge. Every young person in Knowsley wants to access that stage at some point will be able to do so. There will be educational courses linked to the schools and higher education which go through Shakespeare North Playhouse and will add value, I think, to young people's opportunities to learn and develop, whether in acting or other forms of theatrical skills. It'll be a centre where I think people want to visit. It's an iconic design. I fully imagine that whether it's cruise line visitors to Liverpool coming overnight or whether it's part of the 65 million of visitors who come to the city, many of them will see the opportunity to spend a night at the third leg of the Shakespeare Triangle, Stratford, London and Prescott, and come to see a production in Prescott. When they do that, they'll be part of what we estimate will be 140,000 visitors a year, coming to infuse the Prescott economy, be part of that theatre. That's why I think we're seeing now bars and cafes open. That's why investors are talking to us about how they can be part of the project and what they can do to invest in businesses that will complement the project. So education, theatre, a meeting place, a statement, and just, I think, I've wondered if this is hyperbole, and I honestly don't think it is, the biggest opportunity for regeneration in Prescott for 500 years. My view, and I think a lot of commentators share this view, is that culture has been the rocket fuel for regeneration and renaissance in Liverpool. I think that this investment in the theatre, and there's investment going around it, there's 1,500 houses going into that area alone over the next few years, but that investment will do exactly what it did in Liverpool and will be the rocket fuel for major, major renaissance taking place across a whole range of activities.
The National Lottery has provided £3.2 million to improve buildings in the town, and shop fronts are being stripped back to reveal handsome brick facades. Workmen are repaving walkways with slabs featuring quotations from Shakespeare and building a new public square. Celebrity chef Gary Usher last year opened the first new restaurant in the town for 30 years after raising money through Kickstarter. One new cafe bar, the Lord Strange, has just unveiled a mural of Shakespeare with a glass of pills on its outside wall. The menu features cocktails such as Romeo's Poison. However, it's not just business owners that are excited at the prospect of the theatre. The project has celebrity endorsements from actors such as Judi Dench, who is a patron of the Shakespeare North Trust. I met TV and film actor Josh Bolt to hear what he thinks of the theatre coming to his hometown.
This playhouse being up north and in the northwest, I think is just, A, it's so exciting, but B, it's so encouraging and inspiring and will inspire the generation to come. And, you know, also it's exciting for my generation. You know, there's so many peers of mine who we've all made the move to London. We all live in London. We all, because that's where everything is, and that's great. It's fab. But it's just would be nicer to come home and have the accessibility to do something here. Obviously, we have the Playhouse and we have the Everyman and we have the Royal Court. But this is Shakespeare. This is, you know, this completes. We've spoke a lot about it today. This triangle of Stratford and London, and this is the northern jewel in the crown, if you like.
The project aims to provide a new window of opportunity for young people. Knowsley has some of the worst GCSE results in the country and no sixth form provision. The Playhouse will have classrooms and offer a programme of co-produced theatre, visiting productions, student and community theatre. There are also plans to launch a playwriting competition for young people, with a winning script to be performed at the venue.
The analogy I've been using is, if you want to be a footballer in the north, there are 1,000 opportunities. There's different academies, there's different colleges, there's all sorts of doors open for your talent to be nurtured. Whereas if, as a young Liverpudlian, if you say, I want to be the next John Hurt, A, people go, who is that? And B, people go, why? You know, there's no accessibility for that, really. You have to really look for it. And it still annoys me a little bit because there's a lot of really talented people who I know, who I've worked with in the past, who haven't done it, who haven't had the chance to do it, not because of ability or talent, because of finance, because they haven't got £100 to afford a train ticket to London for a 10-minute audition. So this will hopefully allow more of that.
While reactions to the Playhouse are largely enthusiastic, there is still some scepticism over the validity of the historical evidence as David Starkey explains.
The documentation is so thin. And I think what the historian has got a responsibility to do is to say this rests on a pinpoint of evidence. On the other hand, that there is an enormous amount of contextual material. What you can say is that, as I said, various members of the Stanley family have players. And we know that one of these companies of players, Lord Strange's men, who was very, very briefly Earl. He's only Earl for, I think, 5 months before he dies in deeply mysterious circumstances. But he has this leading company of players, and most of their leading lights after his death become involved with the Lord Chamberlain and then the Queen's company, which is Shakespeare's company.
Construction has already begun, and the Playhouse is due to open its doors in 2022. In honour of the theatre's heritage, the opening production will be A Midsummer Night's Dream, which originally premiered at the wedding of William Stanley, the 6th Earl of Derby, back in 1595. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, if you missed our episodes on the European Court of Justice's ruling on Facebook's hate speech, the impeachment case against President Trump, or why John Ruskin is relevant today, you can find them on all the usual podcast platforms.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.